Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I needed to talk about ice cream tonight. I need some ice cream tonight. But in lieu of that, we're talking about ice cream. And I love how many of you have already responded with your favorite toppings or even your favorite ice cream combos. We actually had one woman who, as Chris labeled her, was a contrarian on social media and just said, no, I like my plain vanilla. Survey says, what we're looking for is toppings, kind of along the lines of what we did with burgers a week ago. So your favorite ways to decorate your ice cream. I haven't put mine up on Facebook yet, but I did tweet them, A-Law Radio, and I'll put them up on Facebook as soon as I have an opportunity after hours with Amy Lawrence. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227, and it's sponsored by Geico. Geico has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. So to recap, ice cream, the latest with Major League Baseball, not good, and a fun conversation with College Football Hall of Famer and former Niners Super Bowl champ Randy Cross, which I'm excited to share with you now here on CBS Sports Radio. I had a chance to catch up with Randy a couple of days ago, and it was during the daytime, and he was outside, and he was so happy. And we started out by talking about right now what is pervasive in the NFL, which is the topic of social injustice and a lot of athletes stepping up to ask the NFL to make changes and the league committing to that. And so I wanted to know from Randy's perspective why this time with the NFL is different.
I think the mood of the country, the mood of the sport, I think the mood of the participants tells you a lot about this from that regard is different. And, you know, the $250 million they committed, I think for them, you know, says that they're serious. And I'd be actually, frankly, pretty surprised if that's all they put against it.
What did you think of Roger Goodell's video that he released a couple weeks ago?
I think it's necessary for everybody that's sort of in positions of authority like that, that you got to do those kind of things and you've got to make those kind of statements. It seems like almost overstating the obvious, but, you know, I don't think you can leave too much for guesswork these days.
For sure. And in the midst of everything else, we still have the, you know, the concerns about how to get teams back to training camp and how to keep some semblance of standard and normal. And it was kind of funny to hear the comments from Coach John Harbaugh about how the NFL's ideas are unrealistic and impossible. What do you think about training camp in the midst of a pandemic, Randy?
You know, in light of sort of what has gone on for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I'm not sure, and maybe we'll be kind of snapped back and reminded, you know, I'm not sure how much of an isolation type of situation that we're currently in. So it's going to be a lot easier to imagine college football having training camp and right. NFL having training camp. I think what's people are going to have the hardest time wrapping their heads around is going to be the crowds. And you know, where are you going to start? You're going to start at 25%. You're going to start at 50%. You're going to start empty. You know, by the time September comes around, you know, there's no telling. I'd love to, and of course we will, sort of preserve a lot of the comments made and a lot of the audio done and the video done and compare them to what actually happens when this whole thing gets going.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask you, as someone who's been entrenched in both the NFL and college football, Randy, for a long time, which sport do you think will be odder and stranger if there aren't full stadiums?
Oh, there, I don't think there's any doubt. It'll be college football, because, you know, so much, wherever you want to think about it, whether it's at Clemson or Alabama or SC and UCLA or Washington, or, you know, make your pick, the 12th man at A&M, you just associate the game and you associate the teams with their fans and with their crowds. And I think, you know, until further notice, until we get back to full stadiums and full crowds, you can almost, you know, do away with the whole idea of home field advantage. Because without those crowds, that home field advantage, I think, is, it's not negated, but you can definitely see it from there.
So you've got guys who are talking about how they're willing to be mic'd up. They think it'll be entertaining. But others I've heard think that actually will give way too much of an advantage to coaches who, say, are watching the tape. What do you think about having players being able to be heard, not just across the line of scrimmage, but then when coaches are going back to scout?
I think, Amy, I think it'd be fantastic. It's much more likely to happen in a college game, given the paranoia in coaching in general, but especially in the NFL. I'm really curious to see what happens. Though I do think the whole idea of being able to hear more than just the quarterback is something that is going to be really cool to watch and to see and to listen to, because, you know, you're just not going to be able to face shield. You know, I've seen some of these designs on the helmets. it would sound like you got somebody mic'd up in a phone booth if the guy's got a shield on his across his entire face. That and he'll have a hard time breathing with the humidity and the heat in the summertime.
Right.
But it'll be an interesting sound, but it'd be fun to see.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think it's the one area where players remain a mystery to a lot of fans, right? I mean, I really enjoy hearing, you know, what they have to say if you're sitting courtside at a basketball game, but you don't often get that close on a football field. And so to have that kind of access, I mean, it's almost unprecedented.
Yeah, it is, as long as you have the disclaimer up front that, you know, this is not PG language. I know the networks will be playing kind of a dangerous game. Running all the audio, I would sure imagine, but it'll be interesting for the fans. I mean, that was the whole idea. I mean, Amy, remember back, what was it, about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, they were talking and actually some preseason, and they used it very judiciously, but umpires and people like that being mic'd,
right?
And they were gonna capture the essence of the game. Well, the essence of the game tends to get a little frisky at times. There are a lot of action verbs involved in the process. So we'll see how successful that is.
Randy, I don't know if you've been watching the live golf, but there was an F-bomb dropped within minutes of when CBS, or the Golf Channel, excuse me, first went on the air with the Charles Schwab Challenge. So I think even in golf, a sport that seems relatively tame, you're going to have that problem.
Oh yeah, I know. I know. Every Saturday morning when I'm playing with the boys, that's about right. It does not take a hole for that word to be played. So yeah, it's going to happen. It's a natural reaction, and especially with golf, with something you really can't control.
That's true, with mics everywhere. Randy Cross is a former Super Bowl champ with the 49ers, part of the football media now, is a football analyst for both college and pro. That's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Randy, when you think about the challenges for college football, because of the fact that it's a sport that's primarily played on campuses, what are the major hurdles to try to get the entire season in?
Well, I think it's got a lot to do, you know, because it's not only the states, it's school systems. There's so many different people to appease. Can you play a college football season if the school isn't 100% back in attendance? And to me, it's, you know, can you do it a virtual classroom kind of a thing and then still play? I'm not sure. It's going to be a matter of the decisions, being made by the people in charge. of how flexible they want to be in order to get the game in or the games in. Because, you know, honestly, from a safety standpoint, there are some areas and some people would tell you that, you know, it's not, it's going to be late into the fall before you get a campus full of kids like you're normally you're used to. So I think there's going to have to be some negotiation and a little bit of give and take when it comes to that.
Interestingly, my younger niece is a student at Virginia Tech, and the school has told them that they will return to campus for classes in August. However, because they're already planning for a second wave, if that comes along, that she should expect to be online doing classes between Thanksgiving and the start of the spring semester. So according to VaTech, they're not bringing kids back after Thanksgiving for that three-week period before they take the break at the end of winter semester. And me, in my cynicism, thought, oh, that's so they can get the college football season in because of how much money it generates.
That's not cynicism. I think that's being a little bit on the realistic side, to be honest with you. You know, that's the one thing that, you know, didn't you notice when everybody started discussing when students would come back, when players would come back, when crowds would come back, when, you know, when the games would resume, the one thing that wasn't talked about much was the one thing that pretty much decides how things happen in this world, and that's the money. Because the money, especially for college football, is, you know, that which drives this entire bus. I mean, it's a lot of money that these schools need from the television networks to put their product on the air and to fuel their athletic departments. And I think that's something that, you know, that's the part that tends to get a little bit more negotiable when it comes down to that time.
Randy Cross with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio with the college football and the fact that they've got so many different conferences and entities and leadership voices involved. Who should make the final call when it comes to the right way to do this or the safe way to do this?
I don't think there's any other way but to do it by conference. You know, you'd like to be able to say each, because every conference contains teams that are going to get guidance from their states. And there are some states that are being a little bit more aggressive, but I think it's got to be done by conference. And, you know, the logical side of your brain tells you, just by the way this pandemic has happened and the way things have been laid out, and the pace at which some areas are and are not coming back, there'll be some unique challenges. I mean, for instance, the state of California and the Pac-12, if the state of California decides that, you know, they're not going to wait for a second wave, they're just going to slowly but surely open, and it's going to get into Christmas time or so before things get into quote-unquote normal, you know, that's going to be challenging for the four California schools in the Pac-12. So I don't see any other way that you're going to have to do this by conference. And they've done nothing the last few months but check with each other and work with each other and get all the little things planned out. That's the one thing about what you're going to eventually see on TV. It's just the tip of the iceberg, because there's a gigantic Titanic underneath that iceberg that has already been planned, and the different ways that they want to, you know, the different ways that they want to be able to allow for it.
What happens when you've got one conference who's doing one thing and another conference who's doing something different, and those two conferences have, I don't know, a non-conference game, some type of place where they're supposed to meet in the middle?
Yeah, I think that's stuff that has to be negotiated now with the contingencies allowed for. You know, what happens, you know, if the opening game for Navy and Notre Dame that was supposed to be in Dublin, for instance, that is now going to be in Annapolis. So, you know, what are you going to do with that? How are you going to, you know, what happens if there's an issue with the University at Notre Dame? What happens if there's an issue at the Academy? What happens if there's an issue in the city? Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad there's people in a pay grade above me that will spend a lot of time planning these things, but this is going to put a whole new meaning to the word contingent.
It is. In fact, it's funny you say that, because as you were talking, I was thinking the same exact thing. I'm glad it's people above my pay grade who are figuring this out. Randy Cross is with us from Florida here on After Hours, a three-time Super Bowl champ with the Niners as an offensive lineman. Randy, what do you like about these new Niners that went to the Super Bowl last year?
You know, I love that defense. I love the way that specifically that front seven can attack people and the way they go after the quarterback. Offensively, they do some pretty cool things. Jimmy G's got a lot of upside that he still hasn't really used. You know, it's unfortunate that their season ended the way it did for the Niner organization. Their last two have kind of ended that way. But the good thing about them is the way they've drafted, the way they've approached their signings and everything else, I think they've positioned themselves to be right there again, you know, come late December, early January, as one of those teams that's going to end up in the Super Bowl again, because they do have that kind of talent and they do have that kind of staff.
I've been really impressed with the pairing of Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, and to me, it feels like they have an advantage because they're not changing administrations in the midst of a pandemic. These guys have shown they're pretty solid. That, you know, they kind of are like an old married couple. They finish each other's sentences. How much of an advantage is that when you've got a group in place, a coaching staff, a front office in place, as opposed to trying to change everything in the middle of video conference calls?
Yeah, well, the advantage was born 3 or 4 years ago when Jed York was smart enough. And that organization was smart enough to sign both those guys to 6-year contracts at the same time. And they basically said, we're going to have stability in our most important positions. And they're not on the field. To me, the most important positions are the head coach and the general manager from an organizational standpoint as far as to encourage stability. And they did that, and it paid off in spades because, you know, a couple years later, they're dominant. They've really, and John Lynch has made some really smart trades and really smart moves that have given Kyle sort of the toys he needs to play with.
Yeah, they definitely seem like they have an advantage. They're ahead of the curve, so to speak. You can find Randy on Twitter at RandyCrossFB. So part of the College Football Hall of Fame, Super Bowl champ, and All-Pro as a Niners offensive lineman. Sir, it's great to catch a couple of minutes with you. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, Amy, it's my pleasure. It really is.
Randy Cross. It's a lot of football wisdom and knowledge packed into that brain of his. And really interesting to hear his thoughts on the Niners, yes, but also on college football and about how the lack of fans will not just affect atmosphere, but will affect scouting. And I just really need to pick his brain. So I appreciated that. And I hope that you enjoyed that conversation. He's much more laid back too, but it was good to talk to him. And of course you can find him on Twitter as well. And in the time since I talked to Randy, the reports out there that Kyle Shanahan agreed to a brand new deal, 6 more years. And that's how happy the Niners are. So it's not only one that extends what he's got, but it replaces the 3 years remaining on his deal, no doubt, with a handsome raise, ties him to the Niners organization through 2025, and would catapult him into the top 5 among highest paid coaches in the NFL. So as Randy points out, the fact that they've got stability and longevity at that job and that position, along with John Lynch, I mean, that's so critical for their success and also continuity moving forward. Let's see, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. It's always good to hear from you. We are talking football when we can, but there's not a whole lot. We're about to go into the dead period, the quiet period, which is typical of late June into about the third week in July. But we always like to mix in some football. We had all of the commissioners from the 4 major team sports in the U.S. plus Major League Soccer that were part of a roundtable on ESPN Roger Goodell, his comments were about Colin Kaepernick and about the change that the NFL wants to be a part of. Rob Manfred's much more about the season. Same thing with Gary Bettman. Adam Silver, really thoughtful, and also Damian Lillard made an appearance. So if you have any thoughts about that, love to hear from you. It's not a done deal yet for the NBA that they will have these 22 teams show up in Orlando. Adam Silver left the door open for players to not show up and potentially even an entire squad. And so it's a fluid situation, but we'll give you the latest coming up. 855-212-4227. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.